farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers are poised to reduce their production costs, increase productivity, and become internationally competitive following the official launch of Jamaica's first locally manufactured sorrel harvesting machine. We hear more on today's program and later, or proverb of the day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Prairie Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business. Once you are a registered farmer.
A message from the Prairie Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit, ensuring Jamaican farmers reap what they grow. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer has welcomed the launch of the first locally developed sorrel harvesting machine. He says the tool will increase local agricultural value-added production and exports. The machine was developed by St. Elizabeth Farmers and Directors of Turner Innovations Limited, Oral and Allison Turner, with funding support from the Development Bank of Jamaica and development training from the Branson Center of Entrepreneurship for the Caribbean.
To the introduction of this ODT-1 machine, which has been patented by Turner Innovations Company, the de-seeding of sorrel will be reduced by at least 50% of the time required by manual labor and will reduce manpower from 10 to 1 laborer per session. This will increase the opportunity for our local farmers to compete globally in the sorrel market by increasing production and reducing costs.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. Mrs. Turner says the product will be undergoing field testing among local sorrel farmers to determine its efficacy.
The next 2 to 3 months, which is high sorrel season in Jamaica, we will be taking the machine out into the field, letting the farmers use it for the first time, see how they respond to it, and with the results, we then decide where we're going to go. Right now, it's a proof of concept. Based on how the public respond and seeing it really work in the field, finding out what the problems are in the field with it, because in theory everything's great, but when you actually get out there you really see the real problems. It gives us an opportunity to work on those problems and correct them.
Everton Caballero, a sorrel farmer from Clarendon, says despite the minor adjustments that the machine will need, he encourages farmers to use it.
I'm going to use. I love it, but you need a little adjustment.
To use the machine, farmers will be required to pay a 50% deposit through a bank account that will be provided. The machine will then be transported to the farm to harvest the crop, at which time the balance is to be paid. The machine is operated by one person with the capacity to process 2,000 pounds of sorrel per day. And now for our proverb of the day. If you get your hand in a devil mode, take time to get out. Translation, if you put your hand in the devil's mouth, take it out carefully. And this means, act cautiously in getting out of difficulty.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our second stop will be at the Manchester Parish Church, Mandeville, on October 30, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Manchester Parish Church, Mandeville, Friday, October 30, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.